Hello, this is Pastor Landis Fisher of Straight Gate Ministries, and this is Teaching Bible Radio. And we are happy that you have tuned in to this station today to join us in this teaching that we're going to present today. We are blessed to come to you on this station at this time each week, and we are just really overwhelmed that you are able to tune in and share in this time of teaching from the Word of God. We live in a time when the Word of God is spoken evil of by so many and not considered to be as precious as it truly is. And so you and I who believe the Word of God have to come together as often as we can. The Bible says, "Do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, and even more so as you see the day drawing near." So as we see the time when Jesus promised that he will return, he said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again to receive you unto myself." So the next event on God's calendar is the return of his Son, Jesus Christ. That's why we have endeavored to make these broadcasts available to alert the body of Christ to be ready for the soon return of Jesus Christ. Yet at the same time, the world is hostile against the body of Christ and against the Word of God. So many in media and politics today do not believe the veracity of the Word of God, and they have so many other things that they look to, and therefore they have false fears, and they foist false fears upon people, and even sometimes in the body of Christ. That's why Paul wrote this warning to the Colossians in the book of Colossians chapter 2. He starts off here in verse number 1, "For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of full assurance and understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom is hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words." Paul was concerned that someone would come along with some philosophy or some politics or some media, which they didn't have a lot in those days, but there was evil communication, and twist or take away or trick the body of Christ into being concerned about something that God had already affirmed to us that it belongs to us. And so we want to reinforce you today, and we invite you to listen to this edition of Teaching Bible Radio. And we're going to disclose a message here called Disciples Indeed, just an excerpt from the book of 2 Peter. And we hope you really enjoy this. Be in touch with us. We'll give you some information how to do that in just a minute. And may God bless you. Amen.
This is Teaching Bible Radio.
Welcome to Teaching Bible Radio, the radio ministry of Straight Gate Ministries, St. Louis, Missouri, featuring pastor-teacher Landis Fisher, exploring your world through the Word of God. Let's join our teacher for another thought-provoking adventure from the Bible, which is available in its entirety online at teachingbible.org. Here's our teacher, Pastor Fisher.
And so basically, we are able to come to God and have fellowship with him. We're able to carry all our troubles to the Lord, no matter what we're going through. Even if we have misunderstanding. You know what? There's a lot of things we don't understand. Stuff happens, you don't know why. You go, why, Lord? Sometimes you find yourself praying that way, don't you? I do. You know, and you wonder, why, Lord? Why are these things so? And you see so many things that look so unjust in the world, and you wonder, is God really looking out for this particular thing? I hear some horrible things in the news all the time, and you wonder, where is the Lord on these things sometimes? And you may pray, but you know what? God has a way of giving you some solace and some peace, even in the midst of trouble. Sometimes when it's distant from you, it doesn't bother you as much, but sometimes trouble comes pretty close, and it might be right close to you sometime, but the Lord is able to strengthen you and carry you through any trouble that you're having. And so we know we can go back and tap into the source. In other words, like Paul said to the Philippians, I guess Philippians 1:6 is the best summary for the second power statement, is that Paul says, "I am persuaded," or "I am confident, that he which has began a good work in you will continue to perform it even until the day of Jesus Christ." See that? God's not going to let you down. No matter what you're going through, he's with you right now. He's with you in trouble. He's with you in sickness. He's with you in distress. He's with you in success. He's with you in prosperity. Doesn't make any difference where you are. The Lord is with you. He will carry you through. And he doesn't start a work that he does not finish. Every work of God will be completed. You see, and that's what Paul said. So we can rest right there. And so Peter's reminding these people, even though you're having trouble, you've been scattered and cast out, the Lord is with you. Go back to the word and continue your discipleship. Be a disciple indeed. Study with the Lord. Study with the saints and have a fellowship with the brethren and with God at communion and all these types of things. He's indicating here, come to him. He is a living stone rejected by men. The whole world rejects the gospel of Christ. I think in America it's becoming more and more serious the way that they reject the truth. Everything is being accepted except the truth. It's a future eternal glory, and give it equal place with the truth. That's what the sin of America is. And I just want to say it loud this morning. The sin of America is that she has prostituted herself with other gods and opened up the door to all kinds of sin. Exactly the same error that Israel made when she had opportunity of first rights of refusal to receiving salvation. But yet she decided she would, as the Bible says, lift her skirts under every high hill and on every under every green tree, is the way God put it metaphorically, to say that she went and prostituted herself with other gods. So America's guilty of the exact same sin because she tries to suppress the truth. Anything dealing with the truth, the Bible, the Ten Commandments, prayer in the schools, put that away. But if it's some Buddhist thing or some Hindu thing or some Muslim thing, lift that up and give it equal place. That's going to be the downfall of this country if she does not repent. And so, and the world is heading that way. It's globally beginning to take on a place in the whole world. I'm sometimes disgraced when I think about third world nations who they boldly proclaim this is an Islamic nation. They have the audacity and the boldness to stand up for a false God who cannot save and say this is an Islamic nation. America won't say this is a Christian nation founded on the precepts of God and his word. And see, we don't want to say that. We'd rather say, oh, we're in neutral. Oh, we're in neutral. We just, whatever, any way the wind blows. That's the same way the Roman Empire was just before it crumbled. See? And so we better wake up. The church better wake up. You know what? We might not ever get the ears of the public to hear these things. But I'm trying to get the ears of the church people. Where are we? We're the only ones who have ears to hear. Those who are tuned in have accepted Christ as their Savior. You know the truth. What about us? We need to bring this thing in to the church. And there's a lot of difficulty in the church. The church is becoming permissible to, like Sister Lay was telling me this morning, about some particular faction of the church that voted to accept same-sex marriage. They want to eliminate the truth of the Bible and bring in whatever is popular in the culture today. Same-sex marriage, all types of different things that God has said no in the word, and they're saying yes. You see what I mean? Voting about things that are despicable to even discuss, that God would say this is an abomination in my sight. And so that's the time we live in. So we have to draw a line. Just like Paul said, not all Israel is Israel. You know what? Not all the church is the church. I want to let you know that today. Not all people who say I am the church are the church. Jesus said the ones who continue in my word are my disciples indeed. And they shall know the truth, and the truth shall make them free. You know what? If these people stayed in the word, they could be free from their sin. Instead of trying to condone it and make it okay so they feel better about it to get the guilt off their back, they know it's wrong. Why are you voting on it? If it's right, just do it. The Bible says there's no law against doing right. You know, you can do all the rights you want. There's no law against it. Why do you have to vote on it? If it's good, do it. You see, you wouldn't have to take a vote. Is this, we're going to vote if we can do this. Must be something wrong with it. See, because against righteousness, there is no law. The Bible says you can do all the righteousness you want. There is no law against it. If I want to go give all my money to a poor person, I can do that. There's nothing wrong with that. If I feel it's okay and God said do it, I can do it. There is no law saying I can't give all my money to a poor person. I can't give $1,000 to a poor person or some organization who needs it. I can do that. It's not against the law. See, I don't have to take a vote. Let me see. Let's take a vote. Shall I give my money? No, you don't do that. You just give the money. As simple as that. See? And so there is no law against doing right. If I want to go and minister to people in homeless shelters, there's no law against that. Thank God. They might try to make one before you know it, you know, or different things. You can do all the good you want. There is no law against it. You don't need to vote on it. Just do it. You know, if the Spirit of God leads you to do it, then do it. Find yourself involved in doing good. The Bible says those who do good, as we read in Psalm 15, are the ones who will occupy the holy hill of the Lord. You see what I mean? And so basically the Lord gives us the inclination to do good, and we're not being saved because of what we do. We're being saved because of who we are in Jesus Christ. What he has done for us makes us right. And so Peter goes on to say, as we move along, in verse number 6, he says it is contained in the scriptures that, behold, I lay in Zion a choice stone, a precious cornerstone, and he who believes in him shall not be disappointed. God put that in the Old Testament and said that the prophecy of the Messiah, he said, I'm laying a precious cornerstone in Zion. Whoever trusts in him, speaking of the foundation of the church, which is Jesus Christ, who is the cornerstone, he says, shall not be disappointed. Those who are trusting in Christ or will not be disappointed. Verse number 7, this precious value then is for you who believe. See that? He says it's for us who believe. Verse number 7, the precious value of the stone that God laid in Zion, who is a picture of his son Jesus Christ. But for those who disbelieve, he is the stone which the builders rejected. See that? There will be those who reject Jesus Christ, that will not come to him, will refuse to realize that they have a need that only he can fill, that he is the only one qualified to forgive them of their sin. He is the only one who was holy and undefiled and pure in the sight of God, who made himself a ransom for the sins of many. Those who reject him, he will be a rock of offense and a stone of stumbling to them, is what it says. They'll trip over him. There are many people like that today who need to back up and realize that only the Messiah can make you right and clean in the sight of God. Only Jesus Christ, no one else. He says, for they stumble because they are disobedient to the word. You see that? The issue is the word all the time. It's not how you feel, not your feelings, but it is the word of God. You know what? I'm glad it's not my feelings. There are days I don't feel too great about myself. There are days when my emotions come up in my mind and cause me to have all kinds of strange feelings. Emotions are very fickle. They're just as fallen as the rest of human flesh. And that's why we have to learn to trust in what God said in his word. The word is solid. It's like a rock. You can build on it, and it never changes. It does not waver. It doesn't make any difference how we feel about it. You know what? You may not feel too great some days when you find yourself checking yourself and examining your own life, but your emotions are not the thing that you stand on. You stand on the word of God. God says, I gave my son for you. He will bring you through. He went through everything that you could possibly go through, including the grave. He's been through the grave and death and got up out of that also in order to proclaim the gospel, the good news, that all who trust in him will not be disappointed. So no matter how you feel about that, see, doesn't make any difference how I feel today. Oh, I might be run down. My emotions might be not good today. But the word of God is unchanging, and we can trust in the word of God, plant our feet right there and not be moved. It's the unshakable truth of God. We're built up on the cornerstone, Jesus Christ, who already persevered over everything we could possibly go through, including the grave. And he did it not for himself, but for me and you, to satisfy the wrath of God against us. And so we can count on him. We can count on that every day, no matter how we feel. And I'm blessed by that myself. I'm really blessed by that. Amen. So he says here, notice this, moving on to verse 8, he says, a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense, for they stumble because they're disobedient to the word. And to this doom they were appointed. He said, there will always be those who do not accept the truth. And some people have tried to take this and say that this means that there are people who were previously determined to be condemned. That particular B part of verse number 8. But really it's not saying that. It says because they refuse to accept God's word, they are appointed to this doom. Whoever rejects the truth, they bring the appointment upon themselves. They can turn around. You don't have to keep going in unbelief. You can stop now and repent and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's why God sends out preachers into the world to preach the gospel, to give people an opportunity.
Teaching Bible Radio is listener-funded radio. Write us at P.O. Box 10123, St. Louis, Missouri 63145. Call us toll-free 1-877-35-BIBLE. That's 1-877-352-4253. Or visit us online at teachingbible.org, a ministry of Straight Gate Ministries, St. Louis, Missouri.